Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Sam Dente. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Harshman. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila bunts towards the mound. Harshman fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields it and has Smith trapped. There's the throw to Fox and over to Kell, who tags Smith for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Doby moves to second. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doby moves to third. Rosen moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doby scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball four. Rosen moves to third. Westlake moves to second. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente takes first base on ball four. Rosen scores. Westlake moves to third. Philly moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Maury Martin now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth strikes out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards the mound. Lemon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 0 in the game. Avila hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Westlake hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Westlake moves to third. Bob Keegan now pitching. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Dente hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to third. Courtney moves to second. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up towards the mound. Lemon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Courtney hits a pop-up towards short. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly strikes out. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dente hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Keegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Carrasquel moves to third. Keegan moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Keegan moves to third. Groth moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to home to get Keegan. Groth moves to third. Fox moves to second. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby is walked intentionally. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Westlake hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Dente hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens pinch hits for Bob Keegan. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Smith reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 7-1, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera throws the ball into Carrasquel, who tags Doby trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Avila moves to third. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila scores. It's 8-1, Indians. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Westlake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Dente hits a line drive into left field. Niemann picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Niemann. Rosen scores. Westlake moves to third. Dente moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-1, Indians. Bob Chuckalis now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Chuckalis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Narragon now catching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Rivera reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards second. Avila scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Ron Jackson pinch hits for Bob Chuck Ellis. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.